bwrestling.org.
Last week on WWA Superstars, 1, 2, Kavanaugh kicked out. No. Kavanaugh kicked out and he will not be denied. Outlaw pounds him in the face again. 1, 2, Kavanaugh did a kick out. 3, no. Hold on, folks. The foot was on the ropes and this was gonna continue. And Eddie Outlaw is not making the same mistake as Tommy Rocket did some 3 weeks ago. Up to the top rope on shaky legs, Outlaw leaps into the air, and here comes his loaded chamber, flying headbutt. Kavanaugh rolls out of the way, and Outlaw missed. He
snake
missed.
Bite.
Face first
oh,
into
fuck
the
yeah,
canvas.
Snake bite.
And look at Kavanaugh's face, rotating Eddie to his feet, move to the stomach, head and leg clamped together. Snake bite! He
snake
did
bite.
It! The champion's
snake
in a retreat! 1, 2... Oh my God! No, what's he doing here? He's not allowed in this ring, but he's returned to the WWE! Stunner on Kavanaugh! Outlaw gets the same! Falling over Kavanaugh as it knocked out Eddie Outlaw! Oh my God, I don't believe it! The first ever WWE World Heavyweight Champion has returned! Rick Righteous has returned! The most hated man in professional wrestling has returned! Located right here in the heart of Rich Righteous Country. Welcome to Los Angeles, California. I'm the promo machine, and just like that, Eddie Outlaw has defeated Michael Snake Eyes Kavanaugh to become the brand new WrestleWrestling.org World Heavyweight Champion. People in the back are saying the Black Knights plan to address their new dynamic in that very ring tonight. And speculation as to whether or not they will stay together like Hulkamania. It's running wild. How do I know this? Well, I'm also hearing rumors that Michael Snake Eyes Kavanaugh plans to retire once again due to his chronic shoulder injury. And get this, co-founder of the Black Knight, Big Daddy Jack Grievous, has just renewed his referee's license. Apparently, Jack Grievous might be joining me ringside for some commentary rather than slugging it out in the ring. I gotta say this, folks. Look for the Knights to come undone like a ball of twine. They might come into the ring together, but I guarantee they're gonna leave apart. But the Black Knights aren't the only game in town. Apparently, Derek Clark wants to terminate his long-term deal with eWrestling.org, but the reasons are still yet unknown. If this is true, the curse of the WWA World Television Championship will live on, as Derek Clark will be added to the list of superstars who have left WWA shortly after becoming its title holders. Many in the back are saying this championship is cursed by the ghost of Tim Spears. Since Spears lost Mr. Bell on what he called a television title, anyone who has taken hold of that title has been damned. In fact, Mr. McKee has been in contact with hard-working Tim Spears in his effort to bring back the only wrestler in the last 2 years who was able to hold that title for a significant amount of time without self-destruction. But rumors aren't all that's on the line tonight. Tonight, 9 of the most exciting wrestlers in the business will cowboy up for what Mr. McKee is saying will be a show nobody will ever forget. And I agree, because when you have Premier against Tommy Rocket, Randall battling a newcomer, Chris Ross, Obsidian and Outlaw to chase this match, and a three-way dance for the vacant WWA American Heavyweight Championship belt between Derek Clark, Rick Righteous, and the Mexican Madman Las Sombras, it's enough to sell out in any arena. In fact, what the hell?
That's it! Cut!
the music! Cut it right now! WEW! Hello, it's me, it's the BMOC of the high wrestling planet, more powerful than the NHL, slap shot to the face, able to leap a raving goal line stand in a single bound. It's a bird, it's a plane, baby. It's the most prolific antagonist the world has ever known. Welcome to our home, welcome to our show, and welcome to WWE eWrestling.org Sunday Superstar!
Who's your daddy? Who's your daddy? Who's your daddy?
Why don't you get up on a pothead, come up with something original? You ain't great? Fans, wrestlers, people watching at home, lend me your ears. A grave and horrible atrocity has befallen WWE. It's a crime so severe that as the owner of this mega conglomerate, I cannot turn my cheek and apply in a deaf ear. This week, Tommy Rocket came to me with some secret footage of the Battle Royal match at Unforgiven. And although I was skeptical to even glance, look, or even peruse it, I felt compelled. See, fans, our cameraman were out of position. The referee on the opposite side of the world, it seemed like. And when the man in stripes rendered his decision, Tommy Rocket was wrong. Yes, folks, Tommy Rocket did not hit the ground first. In fact, it was Derek Park who was eliminated. Now, people, don't fool me. I don't like it any more than you do. But this failure to communicate is worse than any spaghetti incident you could ever imagine. For the first time in WWE history, I, Mr. T, the eWrestling.org owner, will use my executive authority to crown Tommy Rocket not only the winner of the Unforgiven Battle Royal, but also the brand new WWE World Television Champion!
I don't believe it, folks! Here comes Tommy Rocket down the aisle in his street clothes, and Rocket looks like a kid on Christmas! The replay is playing over and over again, but they even stop on the snapshot, and it clearly shows that Derek Park hit the ground first. But I don't get it. There are no replays in WWE. Hey, but hey, this isn't football.
Come on, Tommy. Step right up in here, boy. Come on. That's right, baby. I see it on the old song, just like you do. Come on, Tommy Rocky. Congratulations. You certainly deserve this championship. And if you just bear with me for a moment, boy, I'll get Derek Park down here so he can formally present you with the television title. The title you so rightfully and righteously deserve. Derek, you made us wait. What do you say, Park? You don't be a man, do the right thing? Or do I have to come into the back and force you to do the right thing? Park, the decision's yours, boy. You either come out here and hand Tommy Rocket that television title, or I promise you, you will join my special little club.
Well, Derek Park fears no man, especially Mr. Petit. Granted, Mr. Petit was, you know, a fantastic wrestler in his time, but the man hasn't stepped into the ring in ages. Then again, Petit, you know, he does have Rocket watching his back, so Park needs to be careful.
The good, the bad, the ugly.
Become a god.
Well, here he is, and he does not look happy, folks. Down the aisle and into the ring, here comes Derek Clarke with the World Television title. He's up onto the turnbuckle and listens to the crowd go nuts. Man, do the WWE fans love this guy or what?
Oh, now, Derek, you better get that bad look off your face before I knock it off, boy. See, I'm just not gonna hand Tommy Rocket this title. Oh, no. I'm gonna force him to defend it right here, right now, against you in Los Angeles, California.
Oh, my God, what a fantastic opportunity for Derek Clark to get back into the ring. Wait a second, folks. Parks isn't standing for. He just rolled from the ring, and he's heading up the aisle. But T is not going to tell Parks what to do, apparently. And you know what? Derek has a three-way dance tonight, and in my opinion, he would be a fool to wrestle Tommy Rocket prior to that match. You know, Petit, you're just trying to wear down Derek Parks for Righteous, aren't you? Hey, Petit, you're not fooling anyone in that ring. We know what you're up to.
You walk out on me? Derek Parks, you walk out on me? You walk out on WWE. I'm booking this match for your benefit. Get out of here. Get back here right now. Get back here, Parks. Don't you turn your back on me, boy. Hey, put that middle finger down. You hear me, Parks? Damn it, I'm talking to you.
Wait a second, though. Parks, look out. Oh, from behind, it's Tremere with the chair shot from hell right across the brow of Derek Cheap Shot Parks. Tremere is pounding Derek Parks like a Pedro Martinez punch on Don Zimmer, jamming Parks' head between his legs. Tremere, no, don't do it. Not up the stage. It's 10 feet. Look out below. Powerbomb on the stage. And busted up too. There are foam fingers, there are banners, there's popcorn, everything is all over the place. Derek Parks has been annihilated by Tremere. Inside the ring, Tommy Rocket is taking off his shirt and he's exiting the squared circle onto the outside of the ramp and covering Parks. Wait a second, a referee just appeared from the back and he's pounding the concrete. 1, 2, you have to be kidding me, 3. What the hell kind of match was that, Petit? This isn't BACW and Parks isn't a rookie. Where's the respect? Tommy Rocket has re-entered the ring to collect his title, and as he celebrates inside the square circle, he better watch out, because here comes the Dark Nightmare, here comes Tremere. Derek Parks is screaming in pain, yet his back has been broken, and this can't be good for Cheap Shot. He's got a main event to compete in tonight. Entering tonight, you know, with the world at the tip of his fingers, you know, from what I can see, he's lucky he can even feel the tips of his fingers. Look at Petit laughing at Parks at the top of the ramp. Petit, you make me sick.
Hey, Parks! Hey, boy! Hey, son! Why you screaming down there in pain, not knowing if you're ever gonna walk or game? Oh, Lord, and I get ready to exit the bad guy one more time. Ask yourself this one question, boy, before you ever think of returning to WWE. Ask yourself if it was worth it. And ask yourself if you're enjoying the brutality.
Did you enjoy the brutality? You sick, sadistic bastard! Is there any line you won't cross? Derek Parks was and is one of the greatest superstars to ever enter a WWE ring. Derek Parks was your shining star, but to you what? Because he disrespected you? What, you do him dirty like that? The fans here are furious. And, you know, what do you want, Petit? Apparently Mr. Petit wants something. What do you want now?
Oh, and Tommy Rocket, thanks for helping me out tonight, boy, but unfortunately, you ain't done nothing. Remember that saying, fantastic victories, glorious defeats? Since Tremere was the one who took Derek Parks out and off the WWE roster if he can't compete tonight, it's only fair I reward Tremere too. And since I'm in such a given mood, I'm forcing you to not only wrestle here tonight, right now in the Staples Center against Tremere, but it's gonna be for the WWE World the bell referee rings.